So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas, I hope you have fun. The near and the
greetings, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I know that upsets some people, but if it does, you need to be upset, you know, anyway. So I'm not going to let that bother me. Lots of stuff going on. Looks like Pele here in our backyard is just going off like crazy. Kilauea is just shooting huge streams of lava. You know, I knew everybody's talking about 38. This is 39. And I said, you think 38 was insane? Wait till 39 goes off. And sure enough, it did. But, you know, with all the solar energy hitting the planet and the Earth expanding and all that pressure, it's got to go. It's got to go somewhere. I know California had a little Christmas shakeup. And I mean, Japan, all those places are rocking and rolling right now. But anyway, you know, it seems like there's an underlying force, seen and unseen, bringing out, you know, all the lies and deceptions and transgressions against humanity. You know, call it what you wish. You know, there is some kind of higher consciousness, be it, you know, Christ consciousness, Christmas spirit. I don't know what it is. It's been going on for a while, and it's bringing everything up. You know, some people call it God, Creator, Great Spirit, but, you know, you can't miss it anymore. And the corruption, you know, throughout all governments is surfacing for all to see. And the great reveal is on. And so that's why you're seeing all these massive turnouts and governments crashing and falling and capital buildings being taken over around the world. It's like and crazy. And this is all ordained. It's all, you know, happening. You know, they call it the great reveal and it's on. So there's a lot behind the scenes going on too, things in place and set into motion. So basically the white hats have won. I've talked to a lot of insiders and there's still a lot of unraveling to do. So, you know, we have 450,000 year old dynasties and tyranny that's all, you know, has not been operating our highest and best good, you know, of humanity, the earth, and they all need to be redirected or revamped, whatever you want to call it. So all actions that do not align with universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all are under the microscope right now. So not just in the present, but in the ancient past. It's all being exposed, you know, coming up for healing and reevaluation. You know, the internet is on fire, exposing everything from ancient censored and suppressed teachings, you know, of Jesus, the teachings of women, you know, the Nag Hammadi, the Ethiopian Bibles, you know, it's all coming out right now. And we have to be brutally honest with ourselves is that we've been totally misled. You know, most of our churches and governments have not told us the truth. So, you know, the real history and reasons behind the conflicts in the Middle East, you know, global conflicts as well, you know, none of this, you know, began as we've been told. And so right now, the Zionists are scrambling to censor the truth, maintain control, creating hate speech laws, false flags to maintain their victim status. And it's an attempt to get other countries to support their, you know, obvious expansionism and wars against their neighbors. And now they're sending their spokespeople out to condemn, character assassinate, and guilt trip anyone who questions their agenda. And, They're paying podcasters to do hit pieces on anyone asking questions. And they're also taking over, major media and news outlets to censor anyone who does not blindly follow and support them. Massive surveillance systems are being put into place with anti-American goals, which most likely will not only censor, they will eventually imprison and destroy the lives of anyone questioning the controlled narratives. So how does that align with the Constitution, the right to privacy and freedom of speech? That's about as anti-American as you can get. So the tyrants keep mentioning, how that damn First Amendment keeps getting in their way. The right to privacy and freedom of speech. It's well documented that, historic and recent false flags were carried out, involving crisis actors and, a very deceptive press. And so this is all under the microscope right now. And the real perpetrators of, the SS Liberty attack, 911, false claims of who was behind it, along with lies concerning the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, are all being revisited. The October event, where the IDF was allegedly told to stand down with huge money transfers to Hamas, will all be revealed. That what happened there is not what we've been shown or told. There's more to that story, and that's all I'm going to say about that. It's all going to come out. Many of the hostages and Israeli people died by IDF fire. Their homes and cars were riddled with bullets. And, it's called the Hannibal effect, designed to have as many casualties as possible to gain sympathy, to continue to play the victim card. You can't get everybody to join you unless you can, prove you're a victim, basically. So the evidence of what really transpired was buried and destroyed. They immediately just buried all those cars, and bulldozed all the evidence, that the P1st guys that were in there said, hey, this wasn't, this fire came from the Israelis. So anyway, the Zionist Ashkenazi Jews, not the real Jewish people, run Israel. So I know you get censored for even mentioning the word Zionist, and that there is enough to let you know, who is running the show. And you should be able to speak up about anything and tell your truth about anything. And it doesn't matter. And if it's wrong, then there are people that will come out and straighten you out. That's what America is all about. And anyway, when you talk about the Zionists or the Ashkenazi Jews, they're not the real Jewish people. They're not the ones running Israel. Netanyahu's real name is Milikowski, an Ashkenazi from Poland. Most Ashkenazi come from Khazaria, which is now Ukraine, a hub of child sex and drug trafficking. They have weaponized biolabs, including creating what has now been determined to be, a bioweapon, COVID-19. These labs are major hubs for adrenochrome production and other insidious things. So, maybe that's what Biden meant when he said to Zelensky, just keep the candy coming. I'm not sure what candy means, but it's usually either drugs or some other substance, like adrenochrome or something like that. But anyway, Ukraine is one of the most corrupt countries on the planet, and is there any wonder why the Bidens were heavily invested there? They tried to impeach Trump for just looking into the corruption in Ukraine, especially concerning high-level politicians. The majority of this behavior is ordained and acceptable, in the Talmud and another Zionist form of what we call the Bible, the most uninformed Christians believe all Jewish people support the Bible and the teachings of Jesus. It's divided. I've not researched the Torah, so I'm not going to talk about that, but I have looked into the Talmud and the other religions. I'm going to leave that up to the scholars. One day I'll have them on a show and explain the differences in beliefs. I think J. Smith is a good one. There's a few people out there that can talk about that. And hopefully, maybe we'll get them on the show. I'm not sure if you'll come on the show because we talk about UFOs and off-world beings, but we'll see. Anybody with an open mind has to kind of factor that in. There's a big difference between the Zionists and the Israeli people. Even the Israeli people are demonstrated against the government filling the streets right now. So, are the Semites being anti-Semite? It's like, are they going to charge them with being, being anti-Semite? This is how crazy this is. Why are you not seeing this in the news? Why aren't they covering this? The Zionists own your government through AIPAC and ADL. They also control the agencies. Why do you think the Epstein files have not seen the light of day? How many politicians have dual citizenship and are sponsored by AIPAC, a Jewish lobby? How many politicians were on the Epstein list being blackmailed? Were there Epstein, ties to Israel and the Mossad? We need to ask those questions. And I love what Tucker Carlson was said. This is America. We have a right to ask these questions. This is not some tyrannical government, but anyway, we all have to start asking the questions. How much power does Israel have over America, and how many politicians, lawmakers, people in high levels of government, including the press, are Israel first, or have they taken major donations, from these agencies? Christians are awakening to the lies and deceptions concerning modern day Israel, which historically have little connection genetically to the Israel of the past. The Palestinians have more Jewish genetics than modern day Israel. I'm going to repeat that for you. The Palestinians have more Jewish genetics than modern day Israel. So modern day Israel was created by the Rothschilds, who flooded Palestine with Europeans and people from other countries, displacing the locals. Now, here's a shocker. Palestinians genetically are the real Semites. So if you're supporting the destruction and removal of the Palestinians pro-modern Israel, run by the Zionists, you are the real anti-Semites. So in a way, by bringing this information out, I'm in total support of the real Semites. So how can I be anti-Semite? It doesn't make any sense. So anyway, genetically Palestinians are the real chosen people if you take the blood right direction. But there is no such thing as blood right or blood guilt, in God's eyes. So we'll go further into that. They have more original Israeli genetics than those living in Israel. So, whoops, maybe history lesson is in order before we jump into these wars. And did you know Abraham was from Iraq, which is the real father of the Holy Land? We bombed them into oblivion. Another big whoops, Guess the Zionist-controlled mainstream news didn't tell you that. Christians traveling to Israel right now are getting spit on, slapped, beaten, met aggressively by secular Jews. This is a wake-up call concerning the Talmud, which is anti-Jesus, anti-Christian. The Talmud does not recognize Jesus as the Son of God. In fact, they openly slander him. And it goes further than that. Historically, the Jews, known as the Pharisees, were constantly confronting, trying to kill Jesus. Read John 5, 7, 8, and 9. All you good Christians out there, get your Bible out and read 5, 7, 8, and 9, and this will tell you everything you need to know. He called them the synagogue of Satan. In the Jewish Talmud, sodomy, child sacrifice, witchcraft, bestiality, lying, stealing, even murdering your enemies, which seems to be anyone that disagrees with you, is allowed. Non-Jews or non-believers in the Talmud are referred to as goyim. They are considered lower than the beast. You can do anything you want to them because the Talmud deem them as soulless. Are things starting to add up with what's happening now? What we're seeing unfold in real time, basically. Have you seen Gaza lately? I mean, it's just a mountain of rubble. It's unbelievable. And we have to ask ourselves, is the behavior of the Zionists matching the Talmud? It is, actually. So rules and regulations in Talmud are not much different than the Muslim religion as well. So if you're a non-Jew or non-Muslim, they can literally do as they wish to you. In fact, it is written you can lie, steal, deceive, and kill a non-believer. It's your duty, according to the Quran, to do a jihad on non-believers. And most Muslims don't even know this. They do their prayers and their other stuff, but they haven't read their book. Just like Christians, a lot of Christians have not actually really read the Bible. They just go to church and the pastor tells them what to think, and a lot of times a big donation comes in, and there we go. That's why we're in the position we're in. So anyway, so maybe this is why they're having trouble assimilating. Most never came to assimilate. They came to take over and install Sharia law. It's already happening in New Jersey and New York. And so for some reason they sure hate Christmas trees and nativity scenes. They're attacking them globally, across Europe, and many Christmas events over there have been canceled due to being no longer safe. So basically there's more to that story. I'm not blaming this all on the Muslims. There's a factor in there that's trying to keep us all divided that's involved in this. So I want to tell you also, did you know there are laws against Muslims praying in public and blocking traffic in their own countries? They've designated places for this. So why is it allowed here? I'm not pigeonholing Muslims or the Jewish people into this category. There are some beautiful Muslim and Jewish people who have assimilated into our laws and ways, as agreed upon entry. My question is, how are they ever going to find peace in the Middle East when both of their gods and prophets demand war on non-believers? How are they going to assimilate peacefully into America? And why are Christians, a country, founded on Christian principles, involved in or allowing any of this to go on? The Quran is it was created 2 centuries after Muhammad died, scribes, it was done by scribes, 1,000 miles away. They weren't even near where he supposedly was. So Muhammad had actually, according to the Quran, said the scriptures of the Jews were correct. So did the scriptures of the Jews say all Jews needed to die? I don't think it did. This is illogical, fanaticism bordering on insanity. So during the time of Muhammad, they had no vowels. So how did they get the name Muhammad? And the only thing you can come up with was the capital MKMD, which is like Muhammad, which they referred to as their prophets in ancient times, which was a title, not a name. And he could have been anyone. I'm not saying he didn't exist. I'm just saying there's a lot of fuzzy stuff going on there. And Mecca, his homeland, was uninhabited during his time. There was no water. An American company installed a pipeline to bring water into that area much, much later. And it was definitely not during the time of Muhammad. So there's another big historical whoops. And as they say, no water, no food, no, people, basically. It's really simple math. Unless they, snakes and lizards. So I never saw any recipes or Last Suppers with snake or lizard on the menu. So I don't really think that's what happened there. The Jews claim to be the chosen ones by birthright, according to the Old Testament. It also says God broke his covenant with Israel and made a new covenant with Jesus. I mean, with Egypt. They don't tell you about that. Nowhere in the New Testament are the Jews referred to as the chosen ones. So who is pushing this agenda and why? Jesus made it very clear you're not chosen by, he's basically saying, he made it clear you're chosen by your character and your actions. And he said, there is no blood right or blood guilt. We're all born of God. He also said concerning the Jews that were challenging him, you do not do the works of Abraham. So how can you claim to be the chosen ones? In fact, Grok makes it clear the actions of the leadership of present day Israel more align with Satan and Hitler. If you just use simple logic. Even AI knows what's going on. So ask any Christian that spent time in Israel how they were received. I think we need to really look into that. Tell you something else, though. There's a cave there where Jesus was born. He was actually born in a cave, not a manger. So there's a lot of not real clear truth in all sacred books. I hate to say it, but there is a place, and it's all gated off, and you can go there and you can see it. It's where Jesus was born. He was born in a cave. Anyway, you're not hear any of this in church. So churches that fly the Jewish flag with the six-pointed star, the star of Moloch, are actually flying the symbol of a pagan god of sacrifice. Kings offered their sons to burning altars and dedicated to Moloch, often exemplified as the bull. And the bull that Moses smashed to pieces, I think he slammed him with the Ten Commandments or something like that. He wasn't too happy about them going back to the old ways. And so if you see the six-pointed star on people or in churches, they're aligning themselves with Moloch or the Zionists. The international bankers, where the big money comes from. And there's no such thing as a Christian Zionist. It's an oxymoron. And there's no room for that element in a church aligned with Jesus and the true teachings of Jesus. Ask them, who do you owe your allegiance to? Jesus, Christianity, America, Yahweh, the God of love and peace, or Israeli Zionists and Moloch, the God that demands sacrifice. And you might want to ask American politicians the same question. So the Zionists also worship Baphomet, a half man, half goat hermaphrodite. And that's where all the gender confusion comes from. They actually believe transvestites are the perfect vehicle for Baphomet to work through. They are the ones financing and pushing, women's right movements, LGBTQ plus movements, and all the nonsense in the universities, basically. I'm not saying, men and women are equal. They're different, but they're equal, and they all have equal rights. And I said, but the way they went in a direction that actually created a major division, and it shouldn't have gone that way. So anyway, they're also pushing a lot of other integrally and morally compromised ideals, including multiple abortions, socialism, and communism, teaching a false history of countries that took that path. And so, I want to explain some. I'll talk about this later, but. We all have a stake in this. All religions have a stake in this, and that stake is pushing this jealous, wrathful, judgmental God, that doesn't exist to control the masses. And so, we need to take a look at that. I died. I crossed over. I went there twice. I know what's going on. It's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. It's a golden white light of pure consciousness and energy. And you are light, existing within that. You're unique yet one, which is really what Jesus taught. So, anyway, we have to look at who originated Planned Parenthood, the connection to the global elite eugenicists, and what the ratio is between black babies aborted and white babies. The numbers say it all. Could these be like human sacrifices to Moloch? It goes so deep. It definitely is racist, and it definitely is eugenics, and it could very well be a human sacrifice to Moloch. Anyway, so it's a big money maker. I hate to say it, but anyway, going back to America, MAGA stands for Make America Great Again, founded on Christian principles. To make it clear, I'm not anti-Semite. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm not anti-anyone. I'm anti-ignorance, and I'm anti those who do not live according to universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Most important, I'm anti-tyranny. So, doesn't mean I'm going to pick up a sword and go after him. Not yet, But anyway, I do believe in universal peace and brother, sister, love, and individual freedom, and prosperity for all. And that is anti the Zionists, anti what they have in mind for us anyway. So we have been duped into fighting Zionist battles, not the true Israeli people's battles in their never-ending expansionism. So do the research. Israel is a country run by Zionists, not the original Jewish people. It was founded by the Rothschilds, who are satanic Luciferian globalists. The globalists who own the war industries, pharmaceutical industries, oil industries, banking industries, and the majority of the world leaders and politicians. And before the Rothschilds established Israel, the people were all getting along. Elders talk about a time where everyone of all faiths trusted each other, left their doors open, actually babysat each other's kids. They had moral integrity and family values. So what happened there? It's obvious what happened. Anyway, America is the same. I remember when there was a time, there was some racism, but it was being dealt with. All the equal civil rights movements were addressing this, yet in most towns you could leave your keys in the car, doors open, everyone looked out for each other. And so who manufactured all the fear, the division between races, religions, now gender? Who destroyed the family unit? Keep them sick, poor, and stupid is the motto of the tyrants. Divide and conquer through destroying the economy and demoralizing the people. That's what has been done to America. And sadly, there's a lot of morally and integrity impaired people in America doing the tyrant's bidding, participating in their own enslavement and eventual demise. This includes their family, because that's where it's going to end up. So if you want to know, who is sold out to tyranny, look at the condition of your state and your town, the poverty and crime rate. The global eugenists want 90% of us gone in their depopulation program. That was in the Georgia Guidestones, which the White Hats destroyed, saying you are not going to be able to pull this off, basically. So, maybe we can all unify around stopping this and not allowing it to happen. Now that we've, identified the real problem, let's get to the solution. This major surge of the true teachings of Jesus, the real history of Israel, and the fact Zionists are pulling all the strings behind almost everything is not, in the Zionists or the fallen globalists' best interest. This is why they're trying so hard to censor character and to physically assassinate anyone that does not kneel to them. Now you know who killed Jesus, many prophets after Jesus, modern day prophets and civil rights leaders that saw the big picture. Who pulled the trigger is far less important than who ordered and paid for the assassination. When the leaders of Israel, bring up the Holocaust and scream victim, ask them, how what they're doing now to Palestinians, is any different to what Hitler did to them. It's like this is crazy making. If Palestinians are genetically the true Semites, reason this. I mean, a lot of you people, our brains are just like having meltdowns right now. But because this is so crazy, and it is crazy of what's been done, to totally deprogram us or reprogram us and all the deceptions throughout the years. So anyway, we need to ask them what generates so much diversity against them, with the German people and other countries around the world, including Russia, which has declared war on the fallen, satanic, Luciferian global elite. Zelensky is not a war hero. He's a penis playing piano. He's a penis piano playing comedian, I'm sorry if I'm burning some ears on this one. He's a puppet for the Zionists, embezzling billions from the American people. The only people that made out on this war, is Zelensky and his crew and the war industry, basically, and a lot of politicians. They're the ones that really cashed in on this war. And so the wars in the Middle East, Ukraine, Africa are all connected. The IDF shooting of children lining up for water, children in food lines, babies in mothers' arms, used for target practice, starving them out, bragging about it afterwards, and then claiming to be victims is a total oxymoron. I know people are having meltdowns right now just talking about this, but the victim punch card is punched out, especially if you take into account the genocide being done in Africa by France and Israel as well. African leaders are onto them, and there's a major comeuppance happening there. Any Christian church that supports this is just another what Jesus referred to as a synagogue of Satan, worshiping power and money over Christian principles. There is no such thing as a Christian Zionist. No matter how many Ben Shapiros you have, ungodly rabbis to obnoxiously shame and guilt trip people into saving them as the chosen ones, it's not going to work. You have to depend on people's stupidity and ignorance of the real history, and that's falling apart. Anyway, people are waking up, rising up, and by the way, Ben, that's a very clever try to validate the Israeli attack on the ISS Liberty, on the SS Liberty, sorry. I've got comets on the brain, but it was a total fail, basically. Trying to turn Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Tucker against each other, with the ADL branding them as anti-Semite and trying to deplatform them didn't work either. There is a little universal law that states what you do unto others will be done unto you. So, he's made it very clear he's not aligned with the teachings of Jesus or American ideals. He is, basically he's Israel first. Period. The Zionists controlling Israel also claim to be the ones to bring in the second coming. Considering their past, it's totally illogical. Whatever they bring in will certainly not be Jesus, nor would it be aligned with all loving, all forgiving God, Jesus represented. They actually are trying to create the big war, the Armageddon. They feel like if they don't create this giant war, Armageddon scenario, that their Messiah, whoever that may be, will not come. And he's supposed to come and just destroy everything, and then they're gonna be the next leaders, basically. So, that sounds good. Yeah, let's create a global war, nukes, all of it. And I'll do it all in the name of God so we can bring in our Messiah. I'm pretty sure God wants us all to live in peace and be loving and kind to each other. I mean, that might just be me. I don't know, but none of this is adding up. So anyway, why would Jesus come to a people who constantly attacked him, previously murdered him, and now use his image to gather wealth, build their temples, and expand their territories? Even war against the real Semites. None of this is adding up, folks. Everything I'm saying, you can look up. So, this is the same thing Jesus warned about, and it was a warning to all churches. He said, they'll use my face to gather their gold and build their temples and also war upon others, which is everything he was against. So pay attention. That's exactly what that prophecy is sure coming to. It's sure becoming true right now. Anyway, genociding women, children, and babies, and then claiming to be holy is a total paradox. And it sounds something like more like King Herod would do, which is what this all goes back to. So if Yeshua ben Joseph, Jesus' real name, did come to the Holy Lands, it would be most likely with a sword. Claiming past actions against the Jews validates present actions against the Palestinians or anybody that disagrees with them is illogical. It is still censorship and expansionism and genocide, creating the endless cycle of war and revenge. How can Ben or any of the Israel First folks claim to be aligned with Charlie Kirk? This blows my mind. When one of the main core values was open debate, Charlie was all about open debate. We should all be able to speak our truth and debate that truth and eventually come to some kind of agreement. He was never about banning or, he was America first, the Constitution, freedom of speech, right to privacy, all of those things. But anyway, Ben should take those millions given to him by the Zionists and just buy himself a bigger horse. Might be better for his image. What there's an old saying, what profit a man if he gains all the world and loses his soul? And that's a question many pro-Zionist ministers and podcasters are going to have to answer. And again, for the record, I'm not anti-Semite or anti-Muslim. I'm not Muslim. I'm not anti anyone. I'm a researcher using common sense. Basically, I can see behind the mask, a person or group's true character as established by their actions. The only way we are ever going to have peace on Earth is to all agree to live according to universal law, educate ourselves as to the true origins of each religion, where they were altered by kings and leaders, what energies seen and unseen were behind them, what were their goals and intentions. God, creator, great spirits, laws are universal law. Universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all are God's laws. Use this as a tool for discernment. In the Cherokee tradition, we always say if it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And it's not rocket science, it's really that simple. And there's a lot of people that have lied to themselves, they deceived themselves that their personal gain at the expense of humanity, Earth, is okay. It's not. In your light review, you'll figure that out. So we have to ask, who doesn't want peace on Earth and goodwill to all? I mean, what is so bad about that? Why is that upset so many people? Is it a reflection of what they're not doing, of them being out of alignment, with Creator? Only the self-serving that lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity, the earth, have a problem with that. So, and that's something we all need to be brutally honest with ourselves concerning how we engage others and treat our planet. If we live in an action-reaction world where consciousness creates reality, given free will in choice and action, everything is speeding up, being amplified, accelerated. No one can stop what is coming. And that is my Christmas message. I practice kindness as a religion. I set boundaries where necessary, and I tell the truth as I see it, open to new ideas and other opinions, as long as they align with the universal law. If everyone did this, we would have tra all tr ascended a long time ago. We would transcend, all the wars and diseases and all the other nonsense happening here, which we're locked into. Now, this next subject is a little off topic, but it actually fits right in, because really what I'm doing is I'm trying to address different people with different beliefs and different ideas to get the same message across, basically, and not just address one group. So we're going to go into 3-1 Atlas or 3-Eye Atlas. And this is off topic a little bit, but here's a good question. Did you know why 3-Eye Atlas, in their alleged communications with NASA, which I'm not sure about, said you're not ready for contact? I'm sorry, I just don't trust NASA. They have lied, about the moon. They've lied about everything. And so everybody goes, oh, well, NASA said it, so it's credible. No, it actually goes in the opposite direction. So the question we have to ask is, do we know why we aren't ready for contact? And basically, they scanned our entire civilization. They said, your leaders are corrupt politically and religiously. You cannot settle your own differences, without aggression and war. Your planet is a mess. The air, water, and land are poisoned. You've abandoned all logic and universal law. You kill your prophets and anyone trying to correct the situation. So why in heaven's name would any benevolent off-world visitor want to join us? Allow us to join other advanced civilizations spreading our aggressive, ungodly, destructive ways throughout the galaxy. It's a good question. Even the UFO community needs to start asking that question. What about the moral and integrity? We have to have impeccable integrity and be, have some degree of morality to have contact with these higher dimensional beings. So how does participating in the controlled narrative, being a shill, being a poser, being all this nonsense going on there, what does that have to do with rising to the occasion to contact, benevolent, very spiritually and technologically advanced beings? There's no room for them. There's no place for them to land in the UFO community. I'm sorry. You know, there might be a couple little places out in the middle of nowhere where people who are connected, who are authentic, are doing things, but that's about it. You know, they can't land on your churches. They can't land within your governments. You know, they can't. They are working behind the scenes, and it's time for us all to come clean about that, basically. But anyway, that's something we all need to look at. And I think, if anything, 3 Eye Atlas really brought everybody's attention to the controlled narrative, and the problem about our own government lying about the situation and taking people out with deadly force, basically, who were whistleblowers and people trying to bring out the information. So anyway, it did collapse that. It did collapse the controlled narrative. So now, next step is, what are we going to do with it? You know, now that we know, they went dark. The most important time in our history, NASA went dark and didn't even tell us what was going on. And this massive object, it's changing colors. It went from red to blue to green to gold. Now it's gold. It stopped, started, changed direction. You know, the tail was aiming towards the sun, not away from the sun. Everything, it did not match anything that a normal comet would do. And so it was definitely under intelligent control. There's no doubt about it. And those who are awake and those who have risen to the occasion that are sensitive or telepathic actually felt who was on that ship. And believe it or not, they were very, very extremely advanced beings. But they were kind of ambivalent. You know, they didn't even want to communicate with us. They already scanned us. And they go, yeah, okay, yeah, you guys aren't ready. We'll come back in another 1,000 years or something, you know. But I mean, the bottom line is, this is all a big psyop anyway, because they're already here. And they're here in great numbers. They're appearing all over the place, you know. Major cities, everything, are seeing these incredible light spheres coming in and phasing in and out, changing directions. It's insane. The higher dimensional beings are here, and they're working, doing all they can to get us through these times, this big shift we're going through. So anyway, don't just focus on 3-Eye Atlas. That's everybody's waiting for NASA to tell them what's going on, and that's a psyop. You know, all you got to do is do your own research, do your prayers, your meditations, and rise to the occasion and go outside and look. Look at the skies, especially on a dark moon. If it's clear, you know, you're going to see all kinds of activity up there. And these are not satellites, and they're not planes. I mean, they have no running lights, no strobes, and they're doing right angle turns at several thousand miles an hour. And they're just all over the place, changing directions, you know, and making big C-shaped turns. So the whole skies are full right now. If you want to pay attention, just go out and check it out. So anyway, I want to go a little bit more, just a little heads up, you know, about, telling people, have you noticed the increase in severe weather, volcanic activity, earthquakes and tsunamis? And while at the same time, tyranny is pulling out all the stops to dominate and control the masses. You know, the white hats are doing everything possible to slow this down or stop their transgressions, but nature will have the last word. So our free will is down to two choices right now. There's a bifurcation process underway. We can choose universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. I know I hear that. You keep repeating that. It needs repeating. You know, we need to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. And we need to hold our leaders politically and religious to these principles, no matter what religion or faith, or take the downward spiral, ending in social, economic, and environmental collapse. So anyway, you know, we're moving through these changes at warp speed right now. And so any teachings that go against universal law, any organizations that are aligned with those teachings, you know, are false, and they've been created by and altered by kings or leaders, you know, for their own personal gain. And only by choosing universal law will be able to get back on the path, the upward spiral of evolution, the path to ascension. We have to release the past, heal, forgive, gain the wisdom from the experience, direct our energies and assets to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. That is and always has been the solution. Truth, love, unity are kryptonite to the tyrants, which are on the downward spiral. That's what happened. People unified. All across the globe, people are unified. They're all coming together and they're saying, we're not going to be suppressed anymore. And we're done with it. You can see it everywhere. Some of it's being covered on the news, but on the internet, you can find it. Anyway, these guys, they can't operate within universal law. And so the masks are all coming off, the shadows are being illuminated, and the truth is being told. Action, reaction, or karma is being amplified and accelerated. The sun's going ballistic, and the earth is expanding. And these are the days, we are in right now. Does not take a rocket scientist or a prophet to figure this out. So, universal law is written in the hearts and minds of all humanity. We know when we're doing something wrong or against universal law, at least those with a soul do. The soulless is another topic, a book in itself. There are people that just don't have the spark. I hate to say it, or they've allowed something else to take over. But I've covered that in all my other books. But the morally and integrity challenged tyrants have done everything to get us to go against universal law and each other. And they have bought, blackmailed, influenced, done everything to get us to go against our souls, the God within and universal law. And what they overlooked is the activation of the soul, the reaction to their actions or karma. Also, the fact that they are not frequency specific to the Earth's ascension, which is well underway. So we're either going to awaken, heal, forgive, release the past, align ourselves with universal law, or we will suffer the consequences at our own hand by our own decisions. And again, action reaction is becoming spontaneous. Actions outside of universal law can no longer be hidden. We are becoming, our best friends or worst enemies due to the choices, actions, and unhealed wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience, our beliefs. It's like BELIEFS. There's always a lie in belief. And that's what's creating our future. So again, we magnetize people, and events to us, into our lives according to our consciousness. And this includes unfinished business in past lives as well. And yes, past lives are verified in the Ethiopian Bible. And the Standard Bible as well, if you know where to look. How can John be Elijah who was to come? People go, you're not a Christian. You believe in past lives. And I said, well, so did Jesus. If you know where to look. Anyway, it's time to get off the victim, persecutor, savior, merry-go-round and stop participating, blaming others for circumstances we find ourselves in and take personal responsibility. And you know what you don't want. And forgive yourself and others for participating in the experience. Again, we do magnetize people and events to us according to our consciousness. Regroup, get up, dust yourself off, get centered in your own personal God connection, and start manifesting what you do want. Never forget, worry is a form of prayer. You create whatever you focus your attention on. Do not pray to external gods or even the beautiful many, masters, saints, or sages. This includes spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders. They will come to support the journey to make your own personal God connection, what they all taught and inspired, and what you seek and is and always has been within you, the I am, or what they call the monad within you, the only place eternal love, joy, and bliss come from. The external is always transitory, And so on another note, I really want to thank those who have donated to ESETI. It's really been helping us get through the last 2 years and clean up winter damages. We have a lot of projects on hold waiting on finances. And it seems the old saying, in a world of deceit run by the morally and integrity challenge, it's hard for the authentic to thrive. And the old world is crumbling, and it's time to create a template for others to learn from as an example to usher in the new. And that is and always has been our goal. So anyway, on that note, I want to end. I know this is kind of heavy, but I think Christmas really represents Christ in Mass. all of us rising to the occasion, becoming one. And as Jesus said, beloved Father, let them become one as we are one. And that is the end goal. And when you're one with God, or you're aligned with Jesus, all the other crap just falls away. You don't have time for it. You find out that your own personal God connection and that love and joy and bliss that comes with it is the most valuable thing you'll ever have. And you don't give it up. So anyway, on that note, have a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year. Good night.
At Esseti Hawaii, we have been working hard getting the coffee harvested. Probably some of the best coffee in the world. It is harvested from world-renowned Kona shores in the Hawaiian tradition. Ancient organic Arabica beans high in antioxidants and cut with no harsh fillers. Hand-picked, pulped, and dried at Esseti Hawaii on sacred land. It is smooth, no bitterness, and some say it tastes like Hawaii. Christmas is coming up. What better gift than Esseti coffee with a couple of Esseti mugs to share with a friend? All proceeds go to the Lahore Foundation to assist in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth.
Things come from the deepest slumbers. Life will challenge you. It will cloud your vision. It will make you question your path. But remember this, choose to awaken, see clearly, keep brewing. Every enlightened journey begins with a single sip. You are more aware than you know. With every sunrise, every aroma, every taste, you are connecting with the universe within. This is your morning, your awakening, your enlightenment. So pour your cup. Experience it. Keep going. Keep awakening. Your higher self is waiting in every drop.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show